On the hazard perception part of the test, you are looking for hazards that are moving, but although you're looking for moving hazards, there are clues, things that aren't moving, but they tell you that another road user nearby may become a hazard. So things like road signs, road markings, and the shape of the road. So you can spot hazards in good time by looking well ahead. Your main focus should be as far ahead as you can in the road. And then you're going to scan back towards your car. That means you're going to look in the far distance, the middle distance, and the near distance. But your main focus is the far distance. Look to the sides of the road as well. So look at the pavements and any roads, any junctions, any driveways. You should be checking your mirrors regularly. Look at road signs and road markings and take notice of what they mean. If you see a triangular sign, that means you're being warned of something. If you're being warned of something, you need to take note of what you're being warned of and how that might affect you. And then you need to notice what other road users are doing. Look at brake lights. Are they slowing down? Are they changing position in the road? If a car in front of you is moving out to the right, why is he moving out to the right? Is he going past a horse? Look for other road users signalling as well.